From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin. While no courts have lifted stays halting executions that were set to begin tonight, the Arkansas Department of Correction says it is making preparations in case it is allowed to proceed with any of the executions. Here's the latest at this point. The Arkansas Supreme Court said a short time ago it won't reconsider its decision to halt the execution of one of the first inmates facing lethal injection under the multiple execution plan. Justices issued the stay last week for Bruce Ward, who was convicted of killing a convenience store clerk. Ward had been scheduled to die tonight. Arkansas High Court said four of its seven justices agreed to keep the stay in place. Ward's attorneys say he is a diagnosed schizophrenic with no rational understanding of his impending execution. A spokesman for Attorney General Leslie Rutledge said she's evaluating options on how to proceed. A federal court ruling, which was separate, the ruling issued by U.S. District Judge Christine Baker, halted all of the executions. Baker said Saturday that was so inmates could pursue a claim that they could suffer severe pain. The state of Arkansas appealed that, is asking for a quick decision. And in a filing early today, the inmates' lawyers say the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals should avoid a rushed analysis. Lawyers for inmates say a federal appeals court should schedule oral arguments as it considers whether to dissolve or preserve the execution stays imposed by a lower court judge. Arkansas might have trouble finding a new supply of one of the lethal injection drugs if the executions are delayed. The four rounds of double executions originally scheduled were so that the state would not have some of its or one of its lethal injection drugs expire before the end of the month. Showers and thunderstorms are possible through tonight. Afternoon high near 76, low tonight of 61. Right now in Little Rock, we have light rain and 65 degrees. I'm Michael Heplin, KUAR News.